Pillow fight. Luckily, Xander found her ticket. She is sharing a bedroom with Carmen and Donna. They are all happy to have a room together. Many of the other passengers have to sleep in their seats. The girls have a toilet and shower in their bedroom. Xander is worried about the lack of room.
Two beds? I thought we would have our own beds. I don't want to share with either of you.
Relax, Xander. If you pull the sofa out, it will become a bed. See? No sweat.
Anyway, you can have the upper bed, and Donna can have the lower bed. If you don't mind, I'll sleep on the sofa. Deal?
Fine by me, Carmen. I wonder how the guys are doing.
Yeah.
Lee, Josh, and Rich are having a pillow fight in their room. And, as is often the case, if you go too far, someone will get hurt. So, it was no surprise when...
Ah! My leg! My leg!
Let go of him, Rich! What happened? Did you hurt yourself?
Ouch! My foot. I think I've sprained my ankle.
Don't look at me. Not my fault.
Maybe it's just a bruise. If you take your sock off, we can have a look.
Let's see. It looks a bit swollen to me. Got any ice?
Sure. I always walk around with ice cubes in my pockets.
No!
It doesn't look good at all. Did you bring a first aid kit with you?
Of course not. There might be one in the restroom.
Yeah, found it. Bandages and tape. That'll help. Can you stand?
Almost. If I hold on to somebody. What am I gonna do if it's serious? I'm the best breakdancer in the group.
If it's bad, maybe you'll have to be our best broken bone dancer.
Not funny, Rich. It's all your fault.
Hey, man, stay cool. Don't blame me. Who's gonna tell the teachers?
Is this the end of Josh's journey? Can he perform? What a miserable beginning to their trip of a lifetime.